This is a Fox News alert. A verdict just in at a New York terror trial. Lisa Brady, the extremist suspect, 34-year-old Saifullo Saipov, just convicted on all counts, 28 federal crimes, over the attack on a New York City bike path that killed 8 people, injuring 18 others, on Halloween in 2017.
His defense lawyers conceded from the beginning that Saipov committed the worst terrorist attack in New York City since 9/11. This trial hinged on why Saipov carried out the deadly attack. Prosecutors charged Saipov with murder and attempted murder for the purpose of joining the terrorist organization ISIS. The defense argued Saipov was motivated by ISIS propaganda, but did not carry out this attack to become a member of ISIS and therefore should be found not guilty.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Saipov used a rented truck to mow down cyclists. He could face the death penalty. 5 fired police officers are in jail, now charged with multiple counts in Memphis, including murder, kidnapping, and official misconduct after a traffic stop confrontation that ended with the beating of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later.
We all want the same thing. We want justice for Tyree Nichols.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says he hopes the case will lead to a broader conversation about police reform. David Roush, director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, says this should not have happened.
What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal.
He calls video footage of the beating appalling. It's now expected to be released late tomorrow. The Memphis police chief appealing for peace. The U.S. Africa Command just announcing a successful counterterrorism operation in Somalia, but they're not offering any details yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former U.S. leaders get a request from the National Archives.
The National Archives is asking former presidents and vice presidents to check their records for any classified documents, according to the Associated Press. The request follows documents discovered at the private homes of President Biden and former Vice President Mike Pence. The Presidential Record Act states records created by the president are property of the federal government and are to be managed and maintained by the archives. Letters were sent to representatives of former Presidents Trump, Obama, George W. Bush, Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Reagan, in addition to former Vice Presidents Pence, Biden, Cheney, Gore, and Quayle. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two special counsels are investigating Trump and Biden documents already found. A silver lining to a string of deadly storms in California. State officials say weeks of historic rainfall have boosted the water storage in the state's two largest reservoirs by a combined 66%. Just last month, officials had told public water agencies they would get just 5% of what they were asking for because of severe drought. Dozens of men in Texas, including some community leaders, are busted in a prosecution sting.
The Dallas branch of the Department of Homeland Security says that dozens of area men charged in a multi-agency prostitution sting include a high school teacher, a volunteer firefighter, and a youth pastor who allegedly responded to online advertisements for prostitution. But instead of communicating with prostitutes, they were unknowingly talking with law enforcement, with meetups arranged at hotels. A total of 46 men now facing charges of solicitation of prostitution. Investigators say commercial sex workers are often the victims of sex trafficking because they're either underage or were forced into the role.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 205 at the bell. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.